Okay, so big schuss for us to welcome Rabbi Einstetter. Rabbi Zvi Einstetter, those of you in the introduction of town, his shiurim and yeshiva are Baruch Hashem phenomenal. We've had the schuss of hearing shiurim Be'yachikala and other opportunities. And we greatly appreciate also the effort of Rabbi Joy Pollack and Menachem Weil, who've been involved in the shiur till now, and who've so kindly allowed the shiur to move to our kehila. Just we have smichas haparshas here. We just dedicated our kaddish, thanks to Dr. Langerman and his Rebbetzin. And as I mentioned on Shabbos, it's no coincidence that in the schus of us making this social hall into more of a bismedrash and housing the Tarshab Chassab, the Rebbe Shalom has been mizakas with the shir down here in Tarshab Al Peh. So it was no coincidence that Baruch Hashem, both of those events, that we greatly appreciate again. That Marv will be at Mitzvah Shem at 10 o'clock and enjoy this year. I'll be here.
We'll go to the mitzvah in this week's parsha of Shluch HaKen. We know that there's a mitzvah, Ki Yikorei Kan Tzipor Lefanecha Baderech. If you find the nest and there's a mother hovering over the eggs or the little chicks, so lo sikacha im alabonim, it's a aveira to take the mother when she's on the babies. Shalech teshalachasayim, it's a mitzvah to send the mother away, and then ve'esabonim tikachach, and then you take the babies. So that's what it says in the Torah in this week's parsha. The ikar nekuda that I would like to focus on tonight is a very important machlokes. The halacha of this mitzvah. Let's say somebody is walking down the road, right, and he sees a nest with a mother on top of chicks, on top of babies. Is the Torah saying that he must do Shiluach HaKen? You're not interested in the least. You know, you're going to work, you're going to yeshiva, you're going wherever, you're going to shacharis. You bump into a mother sitting on top of babies. Is there a chiyuv that you must do this mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen? Or totally not so? If you wish to do it because you're interested in those days, you see it's totally different matzav than nowadays. The way it used to be is that when you would see that, it was like a big mitzvah. If you found a chick with eggs, you wanted that. That was food to eat. So it was a common thing. It's not like now that the only people who do it is for, you know, l'shem shemayim. But in those days, the idea was that you wanted the babies. So the Torah is saying, if you wish to take these babies home, so then you, in order to do that, you have to send the mother away. But if you don't interested, you can just keep on going. So I think that most people here would say that you're allowed to keep on going. It's just if you want to take the babies, then you have to do the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen. Well, I'll start with the other opinion. The Chavos Yoyer, it's a famous Chavos Yoyer, and Simen Samach Zayin, Paskins the other way. He says that when you see a nest, Shiluach HaKen means that it's a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv, that when you see a nest with the mother on the babies, you have to do Shiluach HaKen. You got to stop, it's a deraisa, and do Shiluach HaKen. This is what he paskins in Simen Samach Zayin, and it's brought in Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger and Shulchan Aruch in Mitzvah Shulach in Reish Tzadi Beis on the, you know, in the Hilcha Shulach Ken brings this shita of the Chavos Yoyer, and not only that, but the Aruch HaShulchan paskins like that halacha l'maisa. That's the biggest chiddush of everything. The Aruch HaShulchan mamish paskins that when you see a nest with babies, the din is that you have to do it and you're not allowed to go bite. Now, I'll soon get to the source, but first I just want to give the opposing opinion is very many. Almost, I don't know of any Rishon that is on the side of the Chavos Yoyer and the Aruch HaShulchan. I once had a very stark raya from Tosfos to the other tzad, that you're allowed to go on. You can pass up the nest. The raya is as follows. There's a famous Gemara in Kiddushin on Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. It says, if any mitzvah saseh, shazman groma nashimar pturis. And it gives examples of different mitzvahs, sarz man groma. We all know lulav and so on. Then it says a mitzvah asay, which is all the time, which is not, you know, which is always, then nashim are chayiv in the mitzvah asay. What is mitzvah asay that can happen all the time? Says the Gemara, shaluch haken. Shaluch haken is a mitzvah that could happen 24/7. So women are chayiv in the mitzvah. Frek toisvis, that's not a good example, because shaluch haken is a lois asay and an asay. Shaluch haken says lois sikach emalabonim, shalech tchshalach asayim. So that's not a good example because women are chayiv in a lav shezman groma as well as a lav shezman groma. So that's not a good example because that's regardless the women are chayiv. Okay. So Taisus goes at length to try to answer this problem. L'chayra, the answer is poshit. Taisus has no kasha. It's l'kasha midi. Because the pshat in the braisa is as follows. The woman is going down to meet her friend, right? She's going down the block. And she sees a nest. Now, she saw the nest. What is obligating this woman to do shiluach haken? She wants to go weiter. The loisa say wouldn't be in her way, right? Because she doesn't get take the mother, not the bonim, nothing. So what is it that's forcing the woman to do the mitzvah? It's the asay. So the Brice says poshit. The Brice is poshit. The Brice is saying that being that this asay is 24/7, so the woman is chayiv. So what's bothering Taisus? Taisus is not to be understood. Taisus says that the lav is making her do it. The lav is not making her do it. It's the asay which is making her do it. So what elamai? Elamai, Taisus doesn't hold like the Chavasiyar. Elamai, Taisus holds that the Asay doesn't obligate you to stop as well. The Asay and the Lav let her go right through. What's the whole mitzvah of the Asay and the Lav? If you are already doing it and you're taking the babies, then you've got to do it right. You've got to send away the mother and take the babies. So now Taisus is Kasha, has a Kasha. That the Pshat is that the Lav says that, so we don't need the Asay. So I always find it that this was a raya that Taisus argues on the Chavos Yor. Baruch Hashem, I now found that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Tshuvas Minchas Shlomo in Simin Tzadi Vav already says this. And he just adds that if you look around in all the Rishonim on the page there, all of them say the same thing that Taisus says. You look in the Ramban, he says the same thing, and the Ran, they all say this. So Mimela, it's not just a raya from Taisus, it's really a raya from Kama V'Kama Rishayim against the Chavos Yor. And I mean, he says this is a raya Mukhracha Sheina Le'atshuva, and now they also put out from Aaron Leib Steinman, Shlita, you know, on Kiddushin. So right on that Taisus, he has the same thing. Same thing, he says it's a raya that the mitzvah of Shluach HaKen is only that if you wish to take the babies, then you got to do Shluach HaKen, but you're allowed to go right back. So all those Rishayim. Then you have that there's two Rishayim right in the Perek of Shluach HaKen, the Chedushei Haran and the Meiri write this, that it's only if you want to take the baby. So all the Rishayim seem to be arguing and saying not like that. And if you look in the Mitzvahs HaKotzer, that the Chafetz Chaim made a little safer of the Mitzvahs that are Negeah Bizman HaZeh, you'll see that he as well writes it that if you want to take the babies, there's a mitzvah that you got to do Shluach HaKen. But it's mashma that he's not going with the Chavos Yor. Okay, so the bottom line is you've got the Chavos Yor with the Aruch HaShulchan saying that you must stop and do Shluach HaKen. And all the Rishonim seem to go the other way. The Chazon Ish goes with that it's a mitzvah only on a person that wishes to take the children, then he's got to do the mitzvah Shluach HaKen. So that's the Shitas. Now let's go into the Lomdus. Where is the Mekor of this? Where do we see this in the Gemara? Where's the Sugya? So the Sugya is on Kufla Metesam at Beis Chulin. It says, Tana Rabban, Ki Yikore Kan Tzipor Lefanecha. Ma Talmud Loimer. Why did the Torah introduce the mitzvah when the nest of the Tzipor happens in front of you? What would be so bad without that? Why wouldn't the Torah just be able to jump right in? Shalech to Shalach HaSeim, send away the mother. The answer, Lefi she'nemar, shaleach teshalach es ha'em, ve'es habonim tikach loch. It says, shaleach teshalach es ha'em. Says Rashi, beis pa'omim. It says two times, shaleach teshalach. So why is the two? Why is the double? Yochol, so I would think that it's telling you, yachzor behorim ugvois kidei sheyimtza kein. The double lashon is saying that every Jew will have to become a hiker, right? And start going into the mountains and into the hills to find a cane and send away the bird. Okay, that's the double lashon. Don't just sit in your house. Shalech to shalach, you have to work your hardest to get a cane. Okay, now on the side, there's a big shayla in Mefarshim. What would this yochol mean? That I wouldn't have any time to learn. I mean, well, I could go around the whole globe. How many nests would the yochol make me do? One a day, two a day, every shachas mincha and ma'ar. How many yochols would there be? So in this, there's already a big shmooze. The Chazon Ish says the yochol would have been one time in a lifetime. That's what he says. According to that yochol, you would have to go once in your life into the mountains. One summer you would have to spend your time to go and get a nest. Okay, other mefarshim seem to learn not that way. Okay, well, that's just on the side. But you would think that you have to go into the mountains. Talmud loymar, so therefore the pasuk had to make akdama, ki yikore. If it happens that you see the nest, that's the akdama of the Torah. Ki yikore kansipor lifonecha, if the nest happens to be in front of your eyes. So that's the reason that the Torah had to write that pasuk of Ki Yikare. So that's the piece of Gemara. Zok Techavis Yoyer. Well, think about this Gemara. The double lashon of Shalech to Shalach would have gone to the extent that I'm mechuyev to get out of my house and go into the mountains and go and find the nest. Says Ki Yikare if it happens in front of you. Okay. Go down one darga at a time. You're starting off with a svar chitzayin that you have to go into the mountains. Okay, you don't have to go down into the mountains. You do it when you see it. But if you see it, you should do it. Because, right? I mean, look where you're starting from. You're starting that ad kedei kach that you even have to go in the mountains. So when you exclude that and you say ki yikare, so you're only excluding that far. But if you do see it, why shouldn't you have to do it? So this is the raya that the Chavos Yoyer brings to his shita, that you're mechuyev to do it. You must stop whatever you're doing and you have to do in the shluchek. So the shaila is a starka taina lechem. Why? How do you get out of this taina? L'maisa all the rishonim paskim nishtazay. How do they get out? So if you look in the Me'iri, right on this Gemara itself, he says something, but the Meiri needs to be understood. He just says, but now that it already says ki yikare, now it already says that it's when it's in front of you, then even if it's in front of you already, you don't really have to do it either if you don't want the babies. Okay. For example, I'll give a few examples of other mitzvahs. For example, the din is, if you see that something that your friend lost, right? You're chayiv to do Hashavas Aveda. Now, if you heard that your friend lost, do you have to go into the harem and the gvoiz to look for his lost thing? If somebody calls me on the phone and says, I lost something, am I mechuyev to go around the streets looking for it? Of course, I don't have to do that. But when I see the thing in the street, then I'm mechuyev to return it. It's not optional. It's a chiyuv of Hashavas Aveda. And the same thing, ki sira chamor sonach harov yistachas masor. If you see that your friend's donkey is falling from the load, you are chayiv to help out. If you don't see it, then you're not mechuyev to look around to see in every street if there is a donkey that fell down. But once you see it, mechuyev. So l'chayiv Chavos Yoyer is right. It just says ki kar kan sipar lefanecha. Fine, but when you do see the birds. Now, at least, let's say you're chayiv. So what's the pshat? So there are a few mahalchim to explain the pshat. I'll start off with a mahalach according to the Ritva and Makkos. There's a very important gemara at the end of Shluch HaKen Very important Gemara, the last Mishnah of Masechta Chulin. The Mishnah is like this. A person was oiver. He was oiver and he did the wrong thing. He took the Eim Alabanim, did the laugh. He was oiver the laugh. So what do you do now? So it's a machlekes tanoim between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tana Kama. Rabbi Yehuda says, that's it. You go to Bezdin and get your malchus. That's what you do. Nothing. You were oiver. That's like it. Like it. Ve'ino mishalech. You can't fix it. But we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like the Tana Kama. Mishaleach ve'ino loike. This is the famous thing called lav hanitik le'asei. A lav hanitik le'asei. That since the Torah wrote an asei of shaleach teshalach, so the Torah is making it into a lav, you can fix it up with an asei of a lav hanitik le'asei. So the Gemara explains, so why did Rabbi Yehuda argue on that? What's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that this asay precedes. This asay is send away the mother and don't be over. But after the lav, there's no asay. And the Rabbanon say no, the order of the pasuk is mashma, loy sika chaseim al abonim, shaleach teshalach. The lav is the first in the pasuk. First is the Aveira, and if you did the Aveira, Shaleach Teshalach. This is a very important machlokes tanoim and how to read the pasuk. Lo yisikach eim al abonim, Shaleach Teshalach. Rabbi Yehuda reverses it. He says, Shaleach Teshalach me'ikara. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's like, don't do the Aveira. Before that, do the mitzvah. And then, if you did the lav, that's it. There's nothing to do. And the Rabbanan have the order the opposite. First the Aveira, lo yisikach. If you did the Aveira, then shaleach teshalach. The psak halacha is, of course, like the Chachamim, that the din is it's a lav anita klase. And if he did the lav, you don't give him malchus, he fixes it up.
According to the Rabbanan, it's not right in Tosfos. According to the Rabbanan, the reason that it's attached to the lav. The same assay that's attached to the
law. So meaning, in other words, that you do it
all the time.
But do you do it before the law?
What you call like Rabban, that even it's still a lavanitic assay even afterwards.
Yes.
And then that assay is then attached to a law, and that's why it's.
Okay, so but why couldn't Taisa still answer that the Braisa was referring to the assay before the law?
It's the same assay.
Okay, so it's so even asay, if it's the same assay, the braisa.
It's the same assay. It's an assay that's attached to the lav. If the lav is assay, that assay attached to the lav. So therefore, she's even that just like she when she's over on the iser. So
she. Oh, you mean Taisus means since it's attached to a lav, so that's a good question that you're saying. But I don't think that's what Taisus says. He just says who needs the assay? She has to do it because of the lav. That's a kasha on its own, what you're saying. That we say it's attached to the law. But he says it pashat alt the law. Okay, so now, so the thing is like this. So here we have a basic machlokes tanoim between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, whether the order is the asay and then the law, or the law and then the asay. And the halach is like the Chachamim, it's a law and the asay. Now, added to this, we need to know a rule in the yesoid of law and itik lasay. Rabbi Yochanan's rule in Makas Tezayin. An assay that can be before or after a lav. It's called lav shekodmo assay. A lav that could be done in either way. The assay could be done either before or after. Is this considered lav hanitik lasay? Let's go to a standard lav hanitik lasay. The famous one is noiser. Don't do nicer. Don't leave over your carb until the morning. If it was nicer, you have an assay to burn the nicer. So the din is, he should really be getting malchus, but now he does the burning, so it's a lav anita klasei. Can I possibly do the assay before the lav in that case? Is there a way that the assay could be? No, it's impossible. So this is taka classic lav anita klasei, that the lav is always first and the assay is after. What if you have a lav that the assay could be done either way? The assay could be done after or before. So Rabbi Yochanan has the rule, lav shekodmo assay loikin a lav. This is not a lav anitik lasay. Why is that? Because the whole concept what's the concept of a lav anitik la'aseh? That the Torah gave you this asay as Rashi's lashon tikunoi ve'onshoi shel halav. It's to fix up what you've done wrong. So the asay is there to take away your aveira, to fix it up. So what's a classic tikun? That the Torah says, not that you've done the lav, do this asay to fix it up. But if the asay can be done before or after, this is obvious that the asay is there for its own sake. It's not to fix up the lav, v'horaya, that the asay can be done before the lav. So we paskin pashtus like Rabbi Yochanan because of the famous rule, Rabbi Yochanan v'reish lakish halachik Rabbi Yochanan. We paskin that the mitzvah, which can be done before or after the lav, is not a lav anitik la'aseh. Based on this, the Ritva says a davar mamish, which is l'chayr muchrach, davar pashit, says the Ritva, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, and we also paskin that shiluach haken is a lav anitik la'aseh. Zok the Ritva, this means that lahalocha, who does shiluach haken? The people who were over on the lav. The whole shiluach haken is only for people who were over the lav of taking the mother. Now they fix it up. But says the Ritva, you want to go and do a mitzvah shiluach haken? No such thing. Before you do the lav, there is no asay. The haraya that we paskin that it's a lav anitik la'aseh. If the asay would be before the lav, then it would be a lav shekadmei asay. It wouldn't be a lav anitik la'aseh. So the Ritva says the whole thing of shiluach haken is only for avaryonim. It's for people who are over on the lav. Okay, people for some reason don't. I guess because the minig we always hear do shiluach haken, do shiluach haken. So we're used to that there's such a thing as shiluach haken. But according to the Ritva, man dechar shmei. There's no such thing. Shiluach haken is a mitzvah for a person who did the lav. That's the Ritva shita. Over there, the pshat according to Ritva is he was doing the lav. In other words, he was being careful from doing the lav, so that was also an inyan of a mitzvah. Okay, that. But he really wasn't doing an asay, according to Ritva. And he is not a yochid. The Ritva is not a yochid. There are kama rishonim that hold like the Ritva. That's be'emis. If not for the minhag ha'olam, it would look like that's the pashat pshat. Who else? For example, the Avudraham. The Avudraham in Shar Shlishi of Brachos says that, he quotes, that the Ravid asked a question to the Riben Palet. The Ravid asked him, why don't we find a bracha on Shiluach HaKen? So the Riben Palet answered him, we don't make a bracha on a mitzvah haba ba'aveir. That's what he told him. For example, if you're returning Gzela, right? Loy Sigzel, Veheshiv as a Gzela, you say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Asher Kidshanu b'mitzvois v'tzivonu l'hashiv as a Gzela. You don't do that. You do a little more bitzina, whatever. You don't do it. So the same thing you say, you're not going to go making a brocha because you did the grace aveira of Loy Sikachem as Albanim, and now you're doing the mitzvah. So what do you see? That he held the same way. And there's a Chuvas HaRashba. The Rashba was also asked him, what should the nusach of the bracha? Vice versa, the Rashba held you should make a bracha when you do shiluach haken. How should the mitzvah be? Asher kidshanu b'mitzvoisa v'tzivonu al shiluach haken, or asher kidshanu b'mitzvoisa v'tzivonu al loy sikach ha'im al abonim. So the Rashba said, the number two, al loy sikach ha'im al abonim. He says, right now, you don't have the asay, Baruch Hashem, because you didn't do the lav yet. So now the bracha has to be lo yisika chayim al abonim. So you already see that there are kama rishonim that go that the asay is only after the lav. Okay. So now that l'chayr is the pashit pshat, how it should be.
So according to the Rashi, where would you make the bracha on? What mitzvah?
When you send away the mother.
After doing the
mitzvah. No, right away now, because I'm keeping myself, I'm being nishmar from the lav, so make a bracha for being nishmar from the
lav. Not just an avarian, just being nishmar from the lav.
Yeah.
It's not a classic.
Right, right. But it wouldn't be, he says it wouldn't be an asay, because the asay is taka only for avarian. The asay is only for avarian taka. Because you mean on a lav you don't say kiddushan, maybe.
You ever see a lav, you make a bracha on a lav.
You barely net. Yeah, it's very interesting. You're saying. Well, where do we find a bracha on a lav? Shalsalon. If it's considered a because of mitzvah. I see. Okay. It's a rare case. But the difference, the thing is, most lavs are like sheval tasa. Here you've got an interesting situation of a mitzvah like that turned from a lav, you know, a lav made me do something. So kaniya the Rashi holds that you make a brach. So okay, so
someone does bia chametz, says hamayim, wasn't the typical bia chametz before Pesach? Not make a brach or bia
chametz? In the middle of Pesach, I believe it says he does make a brach. But there you have a mitzvah called tashbisu, you know, tashbisu se'or mi batechem. Until now, you're saying. He has been over until now, okay. But you can't say that the whole tashbisu is for avaryonim, right? You know, basically it's for tzaddikim. So he also gets the brach, you know. But if it's the whole thing is only for avaryonim, then we don't have a brach. That's the... Okay, so now it turns out like this. We already said there's even more svarim that hold this way. We said over three rishayim, the Ritva, the Feirish, Makas Tezayin, the Abu Draham, Bishem, the Riben Palet, and the Rashba all say this shita that the assay is only after the lav. Now, let's go through the Gemara Nachum all according to them in Kuflam and Tesom and Beis. The Gemara says, since it says Shaleach Teshalach, since the double lashon, I would think that he should run into the mountains to do the mitzvah. What's going on over here? What's going on over here? There's no mitzvah. There is no mitzvah. Where are you running to do? What, to do an aveira in the mountain and then do a mitzvah? Can't be. So what's the pshat? The pshat is, this is a havamina. That's the answer. Because it's a havamina. The havamina is that since it says shaleach teshalach, the double lashon, maybe it taka really is a mitzvah. Okay? And then, Talmud loymer ki yikare, once the pasuk changes it over to ki yikare, so we say a tremendous mapecha. We say, oh, it's only ki yikare. So then the asay is on the other side of the fence. Then we already say that the pasuk is really saying that if you see the birds, loy sika chayim al abonim. Let's go back to the normal order how the pasuk is written. The normal order is the lav was written loy sikach and then shaleach teshalach. The rabbanon say that shows that the lav is first and the asay is after, because you go according to the order of the words. So first is the lav. If he did the aveir of the lav, then the asay. We were going to throw off the whole order because if there's a double word, shaleach teshalach maybe makes us throw off the whole order, and we got to make the order opposite of the way it's written and make the asay before. But now that we say ki yikare and we don't say that, then automatically we go back to the old order. And memela we say that the lav is first and the asay is after. Okay? So that is how you have to learn up the piece of Gemara according to the Ritva and all those who go with the Ritva. So it comes out like this. According to the Ritva, it's poshit that at the end of the day, if you're walking to shul, you would not have to stop to go and do Shuluch HaKen. Because at the end of that day, the whole idea of Shuluch HaKen is a lav. And if you were over the lav, then there's a mitzvah. Well, if I'm not interested in doing aveir today, so then there's no mitzvah for me either. So memela, according to the Ritva, it's vadai osi shapir, why all these rishonim are saying that the maskana is that you are mutter to pass by. Because the basic thing is that the normal order of the pasuk is mashma, that you can pass by. The normal order of the pasuk is mashma, that aveira is first and the mitzvah is second. It's only that we have this havamina to say, because of the double lashon, to make the mitzvah before the aveira. Once we say the maskana ki yikare, that we don't say this, then the asay drops to the other side. So that would be a very nice answer if you go with the shita of those Rishonim, the Ritva, the Rashba, and the Riben Palet, then it's very good why we can go weiter and not do the mitzvah. Now we have to remember that according to these Rishonim, there's no point in Shluach HaKen. People don't know, but the truth is, according to these Rishonim, there's no such thing as, I'm going to do Shluach HaKen. You're doing nothing. There's nothing there for you to do. There's no mitzvah. Okay, you could be careful from the lav. You could get the inyan of being careful from the lav. Oh, so it comes out that Laman Yari, according to the Ritva and his, you know, Rishonim, the Torah is saying, if you're careful from this lav, you'll have a long life. That's how you read it. Loisik achem alabonim. Don't take, in other words, the person's very interested. He wants to get these birds. That's, in those days, that was a big mitzvah. So he's, oh, very nice. I have the mother and the babies. I'm taking them home.
So by walking past the tree and not taking it, I should be exactly do the same thing.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, then I don't think you're...
If I have das, I'm not going to take it. Walk away.
Maybe just with the... I don't know. Maybe it's only when you do the mahalach that the Torah wrote, and it says, don't be over. Send away the mother.
I mean, that the way... And then the send away the mother is only after you are even.
Yeah, well, right. The Torah is just saying if you want to take, in words, if you want to take the babies, the Torah is writing, don't take the mother, right, with the kids. You're going to have to send her away, not because of the asay, right, just simply practically not to get the aveira, and you'll have to only take the kids.
Even though the aveira is said in the pasuk with the
tashalach. Right. So that's why I'm wondering, in other words, that maybe you only get that bracha of the Arichas Yomim if you, mamish, were so interested in this thing that you really wanted these babies so much, and you wanted the mother too, and you held yourself back, and you didn't take the mother, and you only took the babies. That shows us how, you know, that he was really being Zoher. But he just, forget it already. So then, for them, the Kumnisht Ken Brocha Varichas Yami, maybe. I don't know. Al Kapanim, that's how it would be according to the Ritva. But Lamaisa, the Minag Ha'olam is not like the Ritva. We see the Minag Ha'olam, everyone goes that it's a mitzvah to do Shiluach HaKen. And a lot of people do it for a skula too. I was thinking even of going into that. If that's proper mahalach to do a mitzvah for a segula, but people do it, and it's based on a chinuch. It's not just in the segula book; it's in the chinuch. The chinuch right here in the mitzvah says that why does it say shaleach teshalach hasa'im ve'es habonim tikach lach? Why is it so important for the Torah to say ve'es habonim tikach lach? The mitzvah is to send away the mother. You want to take the kids? Fine. Zok the chinuch. To teach us that you'll get bonim. Ve'es ha'bonim tikach loch, you'll be zoichet to bonim if you do shiluach haken. So it is a chinuch. So the people do it, and they're all saying they're doing the mitzvah shiluach haken. So that means that they're not going with those three rishonim. There's taka rishonim that argue, the chinuch. The chinuch writes beferish that somebody who goes and sends away the mother was mekayim, the mitzvah's essay of shiluach haken. That's the chinuch. So, according to the chinuch, that the mitzvah is there right away. So then, our kasha, and that seems to be the minhag ha'olam, our kasha is yet to be resolved. Our kasha is still there. Being that the mitzvah is before, so then why shouldn't we learn that when you see the nest, you're mechuyev? Now, bishlam according to the ritva, okay, the mitzvah is only after the lav. So like, why do we know that? Because of the Seder of the words in the Pasuk. So, okay, if that's the Seder in the words in the Pasuk, so we know that that's the Aseh's after. But we are going like the Chinuch. And there's a Taisvis and a Ramban that's Mashem, like the Chinuch, the mitzvah is right away. So, let's say that it's a Chiyuv. When you see the nest, it's a Chiyuv to give, to do the Shiluach HaKen. So, yesh loimar azay. That on the chinuch udi ime is hadra the kushya hachamura that the ritva said. This is a lav shekad maaseh. The chinuch is making a case of a lav shekad maaseh, and the din is lav shekad maaseh like in a lav. And we know that the Psak is a Furisha Mishnah, that the Shiloh HaKen is a Lavanitik Lase. How do we answer this Groisek Kasha on the Chinuch?
Why don't you just say it's an essay with two parts?
Oh, that is just what I want to say. Okay. Very good. That's mamish what I want to say. But okay, this kasha, you should know, is a very hard kasha, I think. Before we say the teretz, the azoi, but I think it's a very big problem. Pashtus da'aseis before and after. How? I saw Rav Fisher, Zichrono Livracha, has a whole tshuva to try to answer it according to that he says we paskin entirely different pshat in the sugya and makas. We say that lav shekadmoy asay goes like, I don't remember, I think he said the kesef mishnah in a place goes this pshat. That the standard lav shekadmoy asay is that you can do the asay before the lav. I believe he brings kesef mishnah as a new taich. Lav shekadmoy asay means that the asay is written in the words of the Torah that the asay is before the lav. That's a taich in the words. Now over here in the words it says loy sikach, and then shaleach. So memela we paskin with that kasef of mishnah, and that's why it's a lavanita klasei. Ah, you can do the asay before the lav, but we don't go with that pshat. Okay, that's a big chiddush atzum, because most rishonim say the regular pshat that we paskin like one kasef of mishnah. It's a big chiddush. So it's a big kasha. So the pshat that I wanted to say is basically what you are saying. I already saw there's a sefer called Heyer Yosef. There's a yid, Rab Yosef Lawrence, one of my Rabbein Biksav. There's a yid, maybe people heard of Rab Shlomo Lawrence. So I already tell you a maise. Rab Shlomo Lawrence, when he started becoming, when they were trying to choose if he should go into the Knesset, there was another very chashuv yid that was running also. And they asked the Brisker of, who should they go for? This I heard from Reb Sheftel Neuberger. That's who I heard the Maisa. They asked the Biskrov, who should they go for? Should they go for Reb Shlomo Lawrence or for this other Yid? Reb Biskrov says, Ich weiß nicht, aber Shlomo Lawrence hat gute Kinder. And this is the Kinder. Reb Yosef Lawrence, that is Svarimar Meir Lo'oritz V'Ladorim Aleha. Svarimar Mefursim B'chol Bati Midrashas. And he has a sefer on Shiluach HaKen, and he goes on this kasha, the lav, how could the lav of Shiluach HaKen be a lav anitik la'asei, but we paskin that asei is before. And he says, your teretz, he says, must be that it's like two asays. It must be that these rishonim look at it like two asays. There's one asay doing the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen before the lav, and there's a different assay of doing for a nitik assay. So that assay is taka achar halav. And the other assay is another assay.
Are you always going to have that?
So, well, if it's like one assay, like let's take mamish tashbisu as an example, right? You're supposed to get rid of the chametz. So you're supposed to do it before. And it's like one long running assay. That if you didn't do it on time, it could be after the Bal Yirah. But it's not like two different assays. It's like, here he's saying it's two assays. So Memeil, that assay is before.
That's why it says Shalach to
Shalach. Oh, you mean that's a double Lashon? Well, at the end, the Gemara says I'm a different Rasha for the double Lashon. It's hard to say. So he's struggling there. He said, you can't just make this out of your sleeve. I mean, what do you mean it's two assays? Where does the two assays fall from Shemaim? I mean, it says one pasuk, Shalach to Shalach Asayim. How do you have two assays here? So he says, maybe we darshan the words loy sikach shaleach. So there it's alav anita glasei. And then we also do shaleach teshalach vesabonim tikach lach. So somehow that's another essay. I didn't really typhus so clearly how that shows it's two essays. I mean, why can't we just like go through the whole pasuk in one long thing? Loy sikach haseim alabonim. Shaleach teshalach haseim vesabonim tikach lach. And it's all in order for Stavir, then I'll say I didn't have it so clear. So I want to add a little knach into like what he's saying. That the pshat's like this. The Achronim already talk. The main one is the Chacham Tzvi. Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi in Simon Pei Gimel. When it says, Ve'es habonim tikach lach, it says in the Torah, Shaleach teshalach es ha'eim, Ve'es habonim tikach lach. Now that part of it, the taking the bonim, is that like part of the mitzvah? If you send away the mother, so you said, did shluch ken? Do you have to actually take the bonim? So he paskins, it's not part of the mitzvah. If you want, you could. It's optional. It's totally optional. It's not part of the mitzvah. It's a rishus. You can say, the mitzvah part is sending the mother, and the Chazanish paskins like him. He brings rice from the sugyas. He paskins like him in Simin Kufayin Hei, Chazanish Simin Kufayin Hei, Hilchas Shiluach HaKen, Yeridea Simin Kufayin Hei. He paskins like that Chacham Tzvi. He doesn't quote his name, he just says on his own, the psak is that you don't have to take the kinder. I don't know, I didn't get a chance to look. I think that there are machmirim, and there are people that tell you that you do need to take the banim to be yotze, but the Chazanish that doesn't hold that way, and neither does the Chacham Tzvi. And a very shein araya you could bring from the chinuch that we said earlier. Because we said a chinuch earlier who said as a kash, he says, why does the Torah write v'es habonim tikach lach? He says, it's muter. So he said a drush. He said, like a drush, to teach you a skula that you'll have children. What's bothering the chinuch? What do you mean, why does it say it? That's the mitzvah. Shema minah, that he also holds like that shita as well, that the mitzvah is just sending the mother, and that habonim is optional. So, this is a new nekuda though, because they were talking about it beforehand. Do you have to stop and do it?
Yeah, but there's no Indian to take the babies. It's just an Indian just to send away the mother. Period.
Oh, you mean in that idea, you mean the mitzvah part of it is to send, but that could work either way. In other words, let's say you go that it's optional mitzvah, right? If you want, you do it. Still, you could declare, is the optional mitzvah just to send the mother, or you must take the baby also? So they're saying you don't have to take the babies.
So you're taking the babies, you need the babies, or you just take them?
I hear. That would be an intim tzilayim question. Within that alone, you can, I hear.
If you need it, then you can't have a mitzvah to take them that you need something.
Yeah, I see. That's true. Okay. So, okay. That's a good point. So now, it comes out like this. That the pasuk is talking about the mitzvah, shalech teshalach haseim, and the pasuk is also saying, ve'es habonim tikach lach, and you can take the children. Now, let's understand the pasuk. What is the pasuk saying optional things for? Right? If it's not the mitzvah, okay, fine, so we have the teretz of the chinuch al pidrush to tell you the segula. But what's in the pashit of pshat of what the pasuk is driving at? So I would think that the pshat in the simple pshat in the pasuk is that it's a similar pasuk like v'ochalta v'savata uveirachta. It says v'ochalta v'savata uveirachta. Half that pasuk is optional, right? And half is a mitzvah, right? It's not an essay to eat and get full. V'ochalta v'savata. You ate and you got full, uveirachta. You have to bench. Right? And like that type of thing. Same thing, it says, Sheshes Yamim Tavod, Vayamim Shvi Tish. It's not a Chiyuv essay of Sheshes Yamim Tavod. You're not over an essay if you didn't work that week. But it's saying you could do that. But then, so the Pasuk is saying like this, Shaleach Teshalach Asa'im, send away the mother, Ve'es HaBonim Tikach Lach. And then you can take those bonim that you want. In other words, the Torah is talking to the person, and the Torah is saying, look, you want those bonim, right? Okay, if you want those banim, you could have them, but first do the mitzvah, right? Shaleach teshalach haseim, send away the mother. Now take the children. So that would be the simple words. If you say it's part of the mitzvah, so then it's pasha why it says. That's the mitzvah. But the ma'aseh, they're paskin nishtazim. So the pshat in the pasuk is, shaleach teshalach haseim, send away the mother, now you can have the children. Now let's think. If you say that the whole asay is a lavanitik lasay. If you learn the pasuk, that the pshat is that the pasuk is saying, don't take the mother with the children. Loi sikachayim ala boni. If you are over, now you must send away that mother to fix up your aveira. then why do you need the whole thing about, and now you can take the children? That's not the reason for this assay. The assay is not being given here to give you a heter to take the children. The assay is being given that you must do this now. Then it should say, if you did, you must send her away. So that's the hint. I'm going into the Har Yosef. That's the hint that the pasuk was saying another thing too. The pasuk was saying a double. The pasuk is saying on the one hand, don't be over this aver. If you were over, shaleach to shalach asay. You must send them up. Then there's another hole like I say here. Shaleach to shalach asayim bezabonim tikach loch. If you are interested in having these babies, send away the mother, now you can take them. So that's the two assays here in the pasuk. Oh, and now that we have that shot in the Rishonim, so automatically we see another thing. We are marviach a second chiddush automatically. What's the second chiddush we see? From the wording of the pasuk, we see that the entire assay was in order to get those banim. Because according to the Chavis Yoyer, the mitzvah is that if you see a mother with on top of the babies, shaleach to shalach zayin, you have to send away the mother. And that's it. You have no choices. So then why is the pasuk being toilet, hinging it on the fact that you may take the children? The pshat is that the pasuk is saying that is the whole tzura. The tzura of this mitzvah is if you would like to take these children, so there's an order. You can do it, but if you want to take these children, send away the mother. Now you could take the children. So the Torah itself, by writing the words Ve'es HaBonim Tikach Loch, is showing me that the mitzvah is for somebody who's interested in taking the banim. It's not a chiv to take the banim. If you want them, then go ahead. In other words, again, if the pshat in the mitzvah is that regardless, I'm going to yeshiva, I don't want banim in my right inside my gemara, I'm not taking any banim. Right? If the mitzvah would be straight, you see a mother, you must send the mother. So then the pasuk should leave out the banim. Just say the mitzvah. You're going on the road, shalech shalem, you have to send the mother. You want the banim. You don't want it, doesn't have anything to do. But it does say it. Why does it say kufa to teach me that the pshat in the mitzvah is differently? The mitzvah is, oh, you want banim. It's like vochalte, you want to eat. Okay, then uverachte, you got a bench. You want to take banim. Okay, but send the mother away, then take the banim. That's the whole mitzvah. But if you don't want the banim, gesund to hate. So that's in the words ve'es habanim tikach loch. You learn two new chidushim. You learn that there's another assay beforehand, and you also learn that the mitzvah that's beforehand is hinged on taking the banim. And if you don't want banim, there's no mitzvah. Two things you learn at one time from Vesabonim Tikach Lach. So Memela, now it's Miyushev, the Kasha that we started with. We asked the Kasha, where do you see in the Torah that's an optional mitzvah? Well, the Chavis Yor says that it should be a chiyev. It's a shaleach to shalach hazeim. You must stop and do the mitzvah. The Teretz is, it's learned out from Vesabonim Tikach Lach. So Taka, the Havamin of the Gemara was, since it says a double lashon, that you have to go into the Horin. But that's Taka Havan. Now that Havan was taken off, now it's optional. So now, how come it's optional? Let's just go down one darga. So on that, we're giving two answers at the end. One answer is according to the Ritva, because once it's taken away from that, we go back to the Seder of the Pasuk, that the Lav is first and the Asay is after, and there's Bichlal no Asay before the Lav. If you learn not that way, if you learn that the Asay is also before the Lav, but then we're still learning out from the words Ve'es HaBonim Tikach Loch, that the whole Asay is only if you want the Bonim. Okay, this is the main thing that I wanted to say. But now I want to tell you a Geshmaka ending to this Inyan. And this is the Tshuva's Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer said that Be'emis, doesn't hold the Chavis Yor. He argues the Chassam Sofer is Yer Chaim Simen Kuf, and he says like this. He says the first thing is you have to understand what's the musig in musig. What's the idea of this mitzvah of the Chavis Yor? You're going to yeshiva. You have to send the mother away. What are you doing here? What's the? So the Chavis Yor answers it. He says with the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar Kodesh, the Chassam Sefer brings from the Chavos Yoyer. Chavos Yoyer says, my idea of this mitzvah is according to the Zohar Kodesh, that when you send away the mother and it cries for her children, it's ma'oira the Shechina to cry for her children. So that's why the Torah wants you to stop and do it. Zokt the Chassam Sefer. That might be the Shitas HaZohar, but it's not the Shitas HaNigla. Because in Shas it says, Al Kain Tzipur Yagiu Rachmecha. The Hashem has Rachmonis on the birds. And according to the Zohar, the Pshat is that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants his bird to have Tzar. And so Zokt Chassam Sefer, from that whole memra of Al Kain Tzipur Yagiu Rachmecha, you see that the whole thing of Shluach HaKen is to have pity on the birds. I lemay said Shatki no Yisai. Hey, it says so it says a whole thing. Two reasons, because Hashem's things are Xeris or Hashem's or Altamatal Kina b'may Sibrachis, but not that he's totally got the wrong thing. So Zok Techsam Sefer, you see from here that Farkert Zok there. I hold Zok Techsam Sefer that if you're not interested in Shiluach HaKen, you're being an achzer on the birds. You hear what he said? You're doing Tsar Balichayim for nothing. What are you bothering the poor mother for? There's no chiv. He says, there's no chiv. I don't hold like the Chavos Yoyer. I the Zohar. Okay, but the Shas doesn't hold like that Zohar, he says. And Mimela, the whole Inyan is only, if you're anyways taking the babies because you need them to eat, at least send away the mother. That's Rachmanis. So you hear, that's a Sharfatayna. So the Shaila is, how can you answer, it's Chaya, Gvaldi Ketayna on the Chavos Yoyer. How can you answer the Chavos Yoyer from that? Where's the Rachmanis here? How, in other words, how would the person come to such a mistake that he's saying that Inyan of Shluach HaKen is a Rachmanis? But if the Inyan of Shluach HaKen is to go chop the bird for no good reason and send her away for the Shechina to cry, where's the Rachmanis here? Okay.
So this, the person was making a mistake.
You mean maybe he's off. So very good. That's mamash. I want to say over a gra, which is unbelievable. There's a gra in the end of Mishle that says, "Smamish nifla ma'id." It's a pasuk here in Perik Lamed of Mishle, pasuk Yedzayin. Ayin tilag lo'ov, v'savuz likas aim. The eye is laughing at his father. And the eye is being mevazeh, the wrinkles of the mother. Yikrua ervei nachal, the ravens of the nachal will make a hole in that eye. V'yoychlua b'nei nosher. And the eagles, the children of the eagle, will eat up that eye. So the gross of us tutzachta. So Zok the Gra, just to say it, I don't have time to say it in the words, but you should look inside. It's mamish, unbelievable. He says, the pshat is like this. We're talking about two mitzvahs. He brings down a Yerushalmi that says, Ayin tilaglov zu kibrov. Yerushalmi payer, Aleph Aleph. He's laughing at the mitzvah of kibrov. V'tovuz leikas aim is referring to the mitzvah of aim al abonim. He's embarrassing the mitzvah of kibrov. This man is embarrassing the mitzvah of kibrov and he's embarrassing the mitzvah of shiluach hakeh. Why? What's special about these two mitzvahs? Zok de gro, the biggest Rachmanis is found in the midst of kibbutz, because it means that person should take care of his parents when they're old and they do everything for them and have Rachmanis. And Zok de Gra, the biggest achzorius that there is Shiluach HaKen. And he brings the Zohar. He goes with the Zohar and he says it's to make the bird scream. And he brings a new medrash that says that then the bird screams and it drowns itself, a whole thing. And it's the biggest achzorius in order to get the Shechina. And this person's laughing at both. He's laughing at both. He's laughing. He says, it's too much Rachmanis. And then when it comes to the Shiluach HaKen, too much achzorius. So for that, his eye is going to get pierced by the ravens, because they're the cruel animals. They don't even eat it. They just pierce the eye. For no good reason, they pierce it. And the B'nai Nesher are the more Kinesha Yarikino, they're very nice. So they just do it because they eat, they're hungry. Yoichlua B'nai Nesher. That's the pshat in the pasuk. And zok the gra, and that's the pshat why you make the person quiet. Because the person's saying that the inyan of shluch ken is rachmanis, and he's wrong. It's just the opposite. It's the most cruel thing. Azay zok the gra in a new pshat in the Gemara. So Memela, that would probably be how the Chavis Yor would learn the Gemara, which is what you were saying. That the Chavis Yor learns that the Gemara is saying that that's why I'm a shatkin, I say. Because he's saying it's Rachmanis. He's changing the halacha around. This man is saying that the whole idea of the mitzvah is Rachmanis. If you want the bird, he's wrong. The mitzvah is, even if he just sees it, he has to go and do it for Achzorius. It's Memela, that's a pshat for the Chavis Yor. Okay, with that, I guess we'll see. I don't know. Okay, fine.